Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's up, y'all? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet. You scary. That's a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. I've been very excited to link up with them for a while. We've been talking about it, but then their success took off. I'm so excited for their ascension. It's been beautiful. They're sitting on the couch doing it from their phone with one microphone. They share a goddamn microphone. They podcast call, and then Split. We had sex, but separately. They're both comedians, stand-up comedians. I remember when COVID first happened back in 2020. And I was in Virginia Beach. We were doing a show, me and Kev. This was just a two-man show. And somehow I got sick. I think I might have had the very first case of COVID. But it was only like 24 hours. And they helped me sell my shirts. And I was so appreciative of them. Please welcome to the show, Kristen and J-Rob.
What's up?
I was trying to give you A-Rod money. I was trying to give you A-Rod
money. Hey, listen, that's what I'm going for.
Hey, man. First off, let me say congratulations on making it this far in life with having twins, okay? Because I can't even imagine what two kids doing the same thing, terrorizing parents as soon as your eyelids open, must feel like.
Nah, it's hell. It's complete hell.
We got four.
You said four?
Four kids.
Four kids all together, but they got a set of twins in there too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not two twins.
What? Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
How close is everybody in age?
14, 12, and 4. Four-year-old twins.
The 2 4-year-olds are twins?
Yeah.
And then a 14-year-old is the only girl, so it's a lot going on over here.
Yeah.
Ooh. Full crate. She's fighting for her life every day. Nah, Kristen, because you move like a nigga low-key. Okay? Chris be standing outside the 7-Eleven, rolling blunts, doing this dance right here, boom, 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 holding it forward so it don't get on the shirt. Like, I seen Chris live and acting like,
I met you way back before the Virginia Beach.
Yeah. Now I remember, because in Virginia Beach, I had already known you. So it's dope that we finally get to work together outside of the stage. But very much looking forward to coming to, I think we're going to Virginia Beach in a couple weeks. We're in Richmond next weekend. This weekend coming up, we're in Richmond. So. And I think Virginia Beach is either in, I think maybe March. I think we're doing March. Because Oh, Huntsville. Y'all doing that stand-up live?
We've done it. We did it back in September, I think it was.
We did. We probably tried to do it again this year, but we did it last year.
It was fun. It was definitely fun.
Yo, the podcast, let me say this. I feel like y'all started y'all podcast after me and my wife, but somehow y'all have figured out a cheat code with the simplest and most minimalist options that are available. You guys have blown up, and it's amazing to see, but how did it happen? How did y'all do that?
How do we do it? We stay consistent. I had an idea about doing a podcast. I wanted to do it for years, and I just didn't have the right situation happen. And then she got pregnant. And when she got pregnant, it was like, well, you know, she does stand up, but she can't stand up anymore. What are we going to do? So we actually went and I said, let's do this podcast. It took her a minute to actually jump on board. But once I got her on, she was on. And she didn't see the vision at first either. You know, she was denying the skills of me, you know, but after about a year or two, you know, she really got into it. And you know, we just kept with it, just pushing.
Yes.
Out there, we believed in the content before mm-hmm. anybody really see it. We believed like, yo, this is good.
I thought it was funny when you was like minimalist. I was like, oh, because we ain't got no curtains. We don't have nothing. Nothing in here.
Bare ass room.
No furniture.
I wouldn't even bother that. It was just, I like how it focuses people or forces people to focus on just y'all. Y'all just sitting on the couch with the big microphone and y'all just like, and then this happened. And I love how blunt and transparent you guys are. Like, the clips are great. I don't know who does the editing on the clips, but the clips are great. Job on that. So, yeah, that, and the consistency.
We don't have the money and the sponsors y'all got. So we are.
But people don't know how hard it is to keep a consistent podcast going. Yeah. Like, I feel like even when we say minimalist, it's not necessarily just what you see on camera. There's so much that goes into it. So it's so dope to see, you know, somebody blow up in that type of way. Another thing is like, what type of mic is that? Because it's kind of crispy. we're over here taking notes, just like, hey, that's the reporter way, huh?
I'm gonna lie, the mics are trash. It's my engineering at the end of it. So
you did do the mixing at the end, mixing and mastering.
Good mix.
We don't have money.
I like the aesthetic of it. My favorite thing about what you said is like, you guys weren't like 100% like on the same page, but you kept grinding for a year or two. That's the best part, because I feel like when you try to get somebody into it, if it don't take off right away, they get frustrated or upset, you know? So it's like, that's just like a hat tilt to consistency, because it does take like really like that grind until you see some of the fruits of your labor a lot of the time. And because social media is so rushed, people get upset if they don't have 100,000 followers in a month, you know.
Yeah. Well, she couldn't go nowhere. You know, I held the babies hostage. I said, if you don't do this with us, it's going to be a problem. So
I also think the pandemic just helped so many people flourish because you literally had to concentrate on what you could concentrate on in the house. Like, I've seen so many people just do so much just from starting from pandemic boredom. So like, I think that just helped a lot too.
The pandemic definitely helped. It kind of like put a lot of shows and people, entertainers, all of that in a pressure cooker. If you were able to garner any type of an audience, it was able to grow if you had the consistency. So like Pat said, that's definitely a help hat tip to you guys for sticking with it and making it happen. Shout out to Tanya. I see you in here. Sherry Barnes, what's going on, Nikki? Appreciate y'all. But yeah, man, I don't know how much of the show you guys are familiar with, but we find crazy ass stories on the internet, and we just talk about that shit. All our crazy experiences, like we just learned today, that there's like a foot thing in the first class bathroom on a plane that you could press when you're trying to throw that paper towel away. You know, you're trying to put that paper towel in, it has that hard ass lid. Uh-huh. That's actually a foot, like, thing you press and it actually opens it for you. Just learned that today. Been flying over 20 years. Just learned.
Been nasty for 20 years, huh?
20 years I've been washing my hands and getting them dirty in a trash can.
But you see what happened in first class.
I was about to say it was a slight stunt. He was like, for 20 years, you know, I've been in first class.
You know, 20 years, but I upgraded today. You know what I mean?
I've been getting bumped to first class for years. Never bought a first class ticket. I don't think I've ever bought a first class ticket. It's always on some points, or somebody didn't show up. Mr. Moore, would you like? Yes. Let me ask you this, J-Rod and Kristen. If y'all were traveling together and one of y'all were able to get bumped up to first class, would you leave your partner?
Yes, in a heartbeat. Bye bye.
Absolutely.
It's just a flight.
No, he leaves me for pre check because.
Hey, listen, you brought that on yourself. You should have been had pre-check.
I set up the appointment. I set up the appointment. I told her what time. I said, I'll drive you there. Just get pre-check. And she refused to do it. So I was like, all right, bet. I'm just getting here.
You're trash, Kristen.
I am trash.
You're a trash traveler. You're a fantastic comedian, fantastic mom, trash traveler. Leave her ass every time.
I thought clear would be enough, but clear is not everywhere.
But clear is not. I found out quickly that clear is just. It's not everywhere. It's not most places actually. Mm-hmm. Which is I'm lucky to see clear.
Yeah, listen,
they're gonna come out with something else in the next 2 years because too many people were getting hip to clear and pre-check, like Delta. Delta, it was too many niggas in that sky lounge. It literally was too many. And Delta was like, "Hey, listen." Usually, when somebody makes a post like, "Hey, going effective this day, we're going to start doing this." Delta was like, effective January 1st, 2023. They sent the email out on December 27th. They was like, nigga, next week, you niggas ain't going to be here.
What was the upgrade?
Well, no, it's because, like, so many people were getting points easily. Because they were giving points out, like, even if you were buying tickets for main cabin and all that type of stuff. So now they're making it more difficult, one, to acquire the points. And then also you have to have a higher number of points to get to the different levels. So, you know, you got silver, you got gold, you got platinum, and you got diamond. And so they're making it more difficult to get to those. You have to spend more. Basically, you got to spend more money. If you want to get diamond, you basically have to spend about $100,000 on travel, either travel or with one of the cards. So,
Yeah. That's what they really want you to do. They want you to get the credit card.
Yeah.
Because they done blew it up a couple of times.
I did, too.
And did. I got two of them. I got the Delta Sky Miles, and I got the Business Reserve. Because you get the Business Reserve.
Don't flash his credit in our face like that.
No. Because the Business Reserve automatically gives you the interest to the Sky Lounge. Otherwise, you have to pay yearly for the Sky Lounge. But if you have that card, you just pay the $500 annual fee for the card. And you get you get the free membership, and you get free bags too. It pays for itself.
That's our first ad for the day, American Express. I hope you guys are flying Delta out there. There will be no more niggas in the Sky Lounge.
And Delta just said they're giving away free Wi-Fi on 80% of their domestic flights, so you got free Wi-Fi. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's a plus. Southwest ain't doing that shit.
They not. No.
Does Southwest even have first class?
No. Southwest Airlines don't have. Southwest is like the top tier of economy airline, but it's still an economy airline. So
yeah.
Economy airlines don't have different classes. So like Sky, what is this? SkyWest, JetBlue. Goddamn me, Southwest, Alaska, all of those economy airlines, they don't have any classes. You just, you know, you get a window, aisle, or middle.
Those are the general admission where you gotta, if you're in group C, you gotta disrespect a nigga to get a good seat. You have to be like fully prepared to disrespect somebody just a little bit.
They booted me out one time. I went early. This lady embarrassed me in front of everybody. She was like, ma'am, get to the... I'm sorry.
I be waiting for niggas to get... Because I've been traveling for a long time. I travel with some of the homies. They're like, I'm going to get on with you. I'm like, no, you're not. I go up where they call Diamond, and they try to walk up with me. Sir, you got to wait. You have to wait till you call your zone, sir.
That's crazy.
I'm having a good time. They get on the plane. I already got a glass of champagne. I'm on my second mimosa when you get on the plane, baby.
Oh, that's him. He as soon as he sit down, he'd be like, "Just go ahead and give me the drink first. I'm just waiting."
Yeah. Let me get that. I hate it.
Pre-flight drink. Yes, I will take two.
Yeah.
That makes the horrible flight like a little bit more bearable, though.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes, like today, we flew from Huntsville to Atlanta. Now, that's a 36-minute flight. It's completely disrespectful, right? Huntsville to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to LAX. Now, Atlanta to LAX, that's a 4-hour, 51-minute flight. Basically, 5-hour flight, right? Yeah. And it don't matter what you give me to drink, unless I'm laying down, this shit's just gonna suck. And it did today. Today just sucked.
And it did.
I literally got home 15 minutes before we had to be on camera.
Oh, damn.
And I hate it. I hate every moment of it. As soon as I finish this, I'm doing drugs.
The harder one.
You got a coconut. I think that's cool. I like that.
Pat, is your camera following you? What's happening? Why is your camera moving?
I was gonna ask.
Oh, yeah, it does. Follows me.
Oh,
wait, is that a camera or is that your iPad? Because I know the iPad does that.
No, it's like a gimbal thingy.
Oh,
Now see, now when we were talking about niggas who getting money,
this is
this nigga Pat been that. Rich since he was 16. He, you just wouldn't know it because he don't dress like rich niggas, Pat.
He's a wild nigga. You said 16? That's so random.
That's when he. That's when he told us.
That's so random that you know.
I know. Right?
How was well, happy Luther King Day, you guys? Happy MLK Day.
Yeah.
It is. It is. I was taking this one off after seeing that statue.
I think you got the vibe of it. It's just like I was gonna ask, did you guys see the statue?
Yeah, I did. I'm still trying to figure out what it is. Like, you know, part of it looks like arm wrestling, the other part look like you put him in a chokehold, other part
it's like a hug. It's like this, but like they didn't show it. They show mostly this part and not enough of this part. So
even
this part looks like a penis a little bit.
It does.
Yeah, Coretta's arm was ugly because you know that's where they got it from. It was supposed to be not her, her arm was ugly. Like
you gonna say that tomorrow, not today.
I can't say that. I can't. Martin ain't like her like that. Like so.
No, you could say what they accomplished was good, but they could have ugly arms.
They had ugly arms, like right there.
All right.
All nasty.
I mean, you know, some activists were ugly. That just happens. Frederick Douglass was not a looker.
Can you imagine the niggas that wasn't even really trying to sit in? They was just trying to holler at somebody. I'm down for the cause. But Betty, how you doing?
Dog. I'm gonna get up in a second, but you know, it's like
I'd have been front row with Jesse Jackson sermon. I'd have been to do whatever he needed me to do.
You just gonna talk about this action in my face like that?
Wow,
right there.
He's okay.
Right there.
Fine. Are you a Jesse fan?
I mean, back in the day, Jesse, I'm a fan of his face. Yes, I am.
Hey, it's still is crazy to me that like these activists were like heavy in these streets. Pulling out there, like having a speech and then cleaning up after.
Hey man, listen, it don't matter what you do. If you're the best at what you do or dope at what you do, it's that's what's gonna sell it. Josh showed me a video. I'm gonna make a video for it later of a dude making popcorn. Did you see this pad on TikTok? The popcorn guy, he like grabs a box, the empty box for popcorn, scoops it, throws some in the box, spins it, puts the butter in it, spins it some more, puts some more in it, spins it. He like does this type of shit, putting more butter. There's gonna be butter on every fucking kernel of popcorn. Right? Evidently, he made it on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kim, one of the Jimmys, for this popcorn trick. Like he's doing a popcorn like people be spinning the signs. And I was like, I'm telling you, bro, somebody saw that video was like him. I'm gonna give you that. Because if you're the best in your fit, it don't matter what the fuck you're doing. Somebody saw that popcorn girl and motherfucker was like, I'm
the popcorn guy. He's having crazy orgies right now.
He's taking butter from the job and just putting it. It's just.
You got to think about it, though, because they didn't have social media. And the best word of mouth that I know of is females. And I would have been cleaning up if I was Jesse. And he did. And I think.
Look, he was inspiring the pussy.
Lead by example.
I get it.
Lead by example.
Hey, y'all think Orville, what's his name? Orville Redenbacher or whatever that dude's name. You think he had hella hoes?
Absolutely. You could do corn like that. Who would do corn like that? He is crazy out here.
Orville?
Yeah. He had the best parties. The best parties. You got
they were popping.
Flavors of popcorn. 40 different flavors. It was this was out in the 90s. It was a popcorn that had like dye in it. So the popcorn was like red or green. You remember that, Kristen?
I
can't remember the name of it, but the popcorn was different colors and shit. I was like, yo, I gotta get it. It wasn't nothing but food color. They got
that was disappointing. Color.
It was different. His movie night was crazy.
That's all the prison towns being different.
Yeah.
The dude who came out with the tin that had the divisions, and one had the white cheddar, one had the caramel, you know, those like the holiday tins.
Yes.
Cleaning up.
Oh, nigga. Coochie just falling from the sky. He opened up the microwave to get popcorn out. Coochie just tumbled out with the popcorn. Popcorn and Coochie in the tin.
He was throwing women out of his house, but he was putting their stuff in the tin. The shit out of him. This is so nicely divided.
How did the holidays treat you guys? You guys got all the kids, all the gifts they wanted and all of that. How was that?
Yeah, it treated them great. It treated them amazing.
I mean, I treated you pretty nice.
Yeah. But the kids did really well. They got all the things that they needed to get, and we were happy. You was happy, right?
I didn't get a gift.
Yeah, I didn't. No, you got gifts.
What gift I get?
I got a Bartesian.
You right, boo.
Wait, what's that? What's that?
It makes the it's like a Keurig for cocktails.
Oh
yeah, it's a machine, and you put the different. It makes cocktails for you.
I seen that. Yeah, I seen that.
I got that, and
how'd you forget about that? Sounds great.
I didn't open it yet.
It is great.
Do they have little pods?
You ain't opened your gift just so you can have a reason to be mad.
Hey, this is, I mean, this ain't a cheap gift. This is nice.
Yeah,
I've said this before as an adult, man. The holidays don't hit the same when you got to buy all the presents. It hit different because you know that money is coming out. It ain't going back in. And you just have to make the conscious decision. And I know a lot of people coming out of the holidays be feeling a certain type of way, maybe feeling down or anything like that. If that's the case, or you're dealing with any type of seasonal depression or anything like that, I just want to let you know that, remind you, this show, an episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For those that don't know, we've been rocking with BetterHelp for a very long time. It is the best way to go about getting therapy, okay? You have a ton of options. You don't have to go in person to do it like with traditional therapy. You could do it online. You could do it over the phone. You could do it via text. It does not matter. All right, when you're at your best and you're firing on all cylinders, it's the best that you're going to be. But you can't do that if you're suffering with any type of depression or you're suffering with any type of hangups or there's certain things in your life that you just can't get over. Check out BetterHelp right now, okay? You just fill out their brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist in under 48 hours. And they make it easy and free to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, okay? I'm a big supporter and believer of therapy. I was one of those people initially. It was like, I don't see the point of talking about my problems. Talking about it ain't gonna have it going away. But you would be surprised at sometimes how just vocalizing what's going on in your mind, those thoughts of self-defeat, why you're dealing with that, and really pinpointing on what is causing this disgruntled attitude or energy that you might be lacking, just saying it aloud can have a lot of power and help you get to the next step to discovering and finding your peace. So, as always, you know we always got a deal for you guys. Go to BetterHelp.com/DIYS today and get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS and get 10% off your first month. Take control of your mental health.
Nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Great transition.
Love BetterHelp.
Question. Because, you know, you guys are of the married, right?
Of the married.
Did you guys hear about that Tennessee cop that has the sex scandal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Orgies. Right? Okay, yeah, I was making sure.
Badge orgies. So basically, this is an officer Megan Hall of the Tennessee Police Department. She was fired after allegations emerged that she was engaged with sex with coworkers. She sent them nude pictures, took off her top at a Girls Gone Wild themed hot tub party, and performed oral sex on two fellow officers while on duty. We paid her to do that.
Serving.
Very protected and serving, but you know, serving the coworkers. So apparently it came out that the husband of the officer is he's standing 10 toes.
Bro, he know who he married, number one. Number two, if he's going to stick beside her, that means he was doing his thing, too. That nigga probably worked at Best Buy. He taking down the kicks to get them extra shifts. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I want to switch departments. I want to be in the geek squad. Or you want to? You got to earn the geek squad. You know what I'm saying? So, I think her main problem was doing it with people in her unit, in her squad. If she had found a neighboring city to find some squad, she probably would have been okay. But it's a clear violation of the code.
You mean like a different jurisdiction of cops?
Yeah, yeah. One town over. You know, one town over.
Oh, that one. I don't know. I don't think that one.
It's a clear code of violation to the ethics to be fucking somebody that is over you, right? If she had been on the same level with them, it wouldn't have been no problem, I'm sure. But because, well, it probably still would have been a problem, but not as much of a problem.
Yeah, what do you mean?
not as much of a problem as fucking a superior.
See, right, I think that was the problem. She just didn't suck the right. You know what I mean? If she would have got to the right people, like the higher ups, oh, she would have been good. But she over here sucking the lowlies. You know what I mean?
The lowlies.
You know, you can't suck up a
track. You're gonna be okay. No. She was up. She was fucking down. You gotta fuck up.
Exactly. You gotta go for Carl Winslow. You know what I mean? You gotta.
She needs to go to that Best Buy and get her husband that geek squad position. That's what she need to do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't you fucking niggas who still working the beat. You know, some of these niggas behind the desk. You gotta go for the mayor. Go for the governor.
She was smashing meter maids and niggas who give out parking tickets.
Yeah. you just trying to get parking tickets removed, Shawty. Nah. You need to be trying to worry about policy.
That's not surprise behavior. Like, he absolutely knew she was doing that. And she might have told him that. I don't. She probably told him already. And everybody else finding out. That's not. You don't just find out all of a sudden you doing that. Like, he knew about that.
Let me ask y'all. Do y'all think that it got out because somebody was talking about it? Or you think somebody tried to holler and she turned him down? And they were the whistleblower.
Probably a hater.
Ooh, hater.
That's what hater. I thought. I thought initially.
There's probably four people there in that hot tub. And she blew two. I had one looking dumb. I always wondered that. Like, if you just pull your penis out, that doesn't mean you're gonna get some. So you could just be sitting there, and she's just like, "Oh no!" And then you're like, "Officer 212 badge number, Megan Hall."
Chris, aka Mr. Talent, said that she was caught in the training room on camera. That's another thing. You fucking on the facility? Oh, God. It's already too risky. The cameras, there are cameras on their body. There's cameras in the cars. You gonna do it on the training facility? Shawty, he was asking for it.
Hey, body cam footage is crazy. Because that's not really POV. That's like the chest from the It's not POV is like looking down, but chest wise, I don't know. That could be like a whole new category of porn.
Exactly. Like,
hey.
Body cam. You're just like, oh, this is terrible. I think it's a white woman.
I don't with it.
Nigga would have had his own GoPro right next to his cop issue camera.
To his chest, like, nah, go ahead.
I like it.
See, that's why I can't be no cop, because I would have already been like, nah, fuck that. Let's go to this one crime scene. It's still roped off, but they already got the evidence they need.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Oh, God.
I'm that cop.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
Niggas would have caught me going under the yellow tape and shit, would have caught me on camera. Like, yeah, come on.
I don't know. I don't fully understand the whole like through the thick and thin with marriage. But is this a deal breaker for y'all?
I think that it has to be. If I knew about it, like I'm just putting myself in there. Like if I knew she was already like this, if she ain't lose her job, I'm gonna stick beside her. But if she lost her job, I'm gonna be like, you're not doing it the way I don't know.
Is job dependent?
It is, because I mean, I don't know. I mean, it would be for me, because you got caught. Why you get caught? That's stupid. What? You a cop. You a whole cop.
Damn, I didn't even think about that.
You supposed to know all the loopholes.
Yeah.
It's your job to study law. And
you
just
you work in that facility. How did you not know there were cameras in the training room? How did you not
and
know?
You work there? That's crazy. Exactly.
That's and I don't want to marry anybody.
Higher up. She got to sign off on paperwork to get put in the cameras to get installed and all that. You know where all the blind spots are, and you still got caught.
That means she wasn't a very good cop.
Exactly.
Or she was trying to make a really good porn.
No.
Hey.
The root to the problem is that she's stupid. And do you want to marry somebody stupid? No, you don't, right? No.
There you go. I dig it. Hey, man, listen, that's a tough one right there. Because even if she tried to transfer to another district or like another town, they'd be like, oh, you an old girl that.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So apparently the cop Megan Hall, she said she told her coworkers that she was in an open marriage. But one of the coworkers said that the husband, who was the son of a pastor, was not on board. So it was like a half open, you know, like half open sandwiches. It was open on her end, but he didn't know about it.
No, preacher's kids are the freakiest. What are y'all talking about? Preacher's kids are the worst. Preacher's kids?
Absolutely.
The worst. Yeah, so I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, first time I got my toes sucked by PK.
First time you what?
First time I got my toes sucked was by a PK. It was at a vacation Bible school. It was during the summer. I had on some slides. She was like, get that toe over here. And I was like,
get that toe over here?
Mm-hmm. In the church van.
It happened in the church van?
Mm-hmm. Finger banged and everything, my boy.
That's just
well, I'll hear it. Yeah, y'all blocked a couple blessings back in the day. I ain't gonna hold you. Hey.
Did y'all pray after?
Niggas was on their knees, but we wasn't praying, my boy.
Oh my god.
Damn. Okay, so this it keeps getting juicy. Mm. So apparently the husband was a former park ranger and was training for a job with the Tennessee Highway Patrol, but pulled out after the allegations against his wife became public. So he was just like, I don't want this. I don't want these problems at work.
Nigga, can you imagine like him following it through, right? And him just doing his job, and they be like, hey, man, we're going out for beers after work. Can your wife come? Like, niggas gonna do that every day. Niggas are like, yeah, man, we're going to the beach this weekend. You think your wife could come? Niggas,
I mean, who's to say that her rampage was just in her department? She could have gotten to the highway patrol. They could have already gotten it.
Rampage is a savage word.
I think it's appropriate because it was like, it wasn't just one offense. She had multiple holes in there. Yeah. First of all, if it wasn't for the work and the business acumen of it being bad, I salute her. You know what I'm saying? Because you always hear about the guys having multiple women and stuff like that. But this was a chick like, I got holes up and through this department. What is you saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She ain't never got to worry about being hungry on lunch. She got five work husbands.
Come on.
Five.
Definitely two.
Yeah.
For sure, those two. No, I mean, it sounds like a fun cop. Doesn't sound like a good cop, but definitely probably the most fun.
She sounds like she sees smoking weed and be like, hey, it's cool. Just put it down.
Hey, man.
All right. Now it's time to shame another group.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see the video? For whatever reason, there's a lot of speculation. A woman assumed that her boyfriend did not use soap in the shower when he washed his ass.
Yes.
So she basically used, I don't know if it was like a powder or a marker, but she basically like put marks underneath all the soaps and the brushes. And then he took a shower and they were all dry. So she asked. And honestly, I think it was a little rough because she outed him and she could have just told him he was musty to his face. But he essentially in the video was just like, yes, I washed. What'd you wash with? Water. What'd you wash your ass with? Water. And it's not really a surprise to.
I know what you're gonna say.
Black community. Did y'all freeze or did I freeze?
Yeah, I froze.
You froze a little bit.
Oh, I froze.
I see you back on my side. You working on my side.
Oh, okay. Well, I was basically saying, yes, it wasn't really a surprise to the blacks because, you know, this has been a
ongoing debate.
Okay, now you froze.
This has been and ongoing.
That face. Okay, you back.
Is it me?
Yeah, you had froze making this face.
I just made fun of somebody for freezing with a funny face. So damn it.
Yeah, yesterday. It was literally yesterday. I was living with the homies.
I don't know what I said last. I said it. So
it wasn't
you were saying, it wasn't a surprise to the blacks.
Oh, yeah. But I did just want to know your guys' thoughts on the situation.
That's nasty. I saw the video and it looked like under the soap, the marker or whatever was a little bit moved.
That could have just been for the humidity of the shower, though. He admitted that he got in the shower. That could just be for the humidity of the shower.
He did admit it.
Yeah. I mean, I can say fuck right. I'm not fucking them. I don't really, you know what I mean? Yeah. I've seen soap disappear in my house. I know he ain't just pouring it down the drain. Like, I'm secure what I got. I don't have nothing to do. That's hers. She got to sleep with that every night. And she should about that.
Yeah,
nasty.
I wonder how long it took for her to say, I'm going to test them out. Because that's a lot to go ahead and put marks on every soap in the bathroom and all of that. Like, what happened? She was laying there, and what did she smell? Was it ass? Was it armpits? Like, what was it that said, you know what, I got to find out today?
How long she been laying there in that funk?
Oh.
It must have been right after he showered. Like, he must have gone into the shower, and then, you know that, like, fresh out the shower where you're just like, oh, okay, I'm going to be slightly nastier than normal because I just saw the bathing.
This is going to be the first time he did it, though.
No.
Fresh out the shower, she was probably like, I just saw you take the towel off.
Listen, this is a perfect opportunity for anybody that has some natural soaps or bath gels. If you got some natural bath bombs, you got some body butter, this is the perfect time for you to find out who she is and just send her a ton of that. You know what I'm saying? Get your little shine while she getting hers. And if you're gonna do that, you might as well use ShipStation, okay? It's a new year. It's a new year full of possibilities. So if you're doing e-commerce in any type where you're sending out your goods to your customers, you should do it with ShipStation. ShipStation helps you get there faster, whether you run a side hustle or you have a giant warehouse, okay? Keep your customers happy and fulfilled with more orders than ever, all while cutting shipping costs and time and managing it with ease from one single dashboard, okay? And their best rates in the industry just got even better with up to 86% off USPS and UPS rates. And it's no question, you don't have to be a huge company. You don't have to be a super small company. These rates are included and an option for everyone. So it doesn't matter where you are in your e-commerce journey, you can still save a ton with ShipStation. When I was back before I started drop shipping all my shirts, I used to use ShipStation, and I tell you, man, it made it super easy to have everything from my phone. You can connect it to whatever platform you're using to sell on, whether it's your own website, whether it's Etsy, it does not matter. It connects to ShipStation easily and effectively. So get your business up and running. Make sure you're operating, firing on all cylinders, and do it effortlessly with ShipStation, okay? Again, it integrates with whatever platform you're using, Amazon, eBay, Etsy. It doesn't matter. You can connect easily and get all your orders out and get them out faster. And like I said, you can get up to 86% off of USPS and UPS shipping rates. So there's really no excuse to do it. All you have to do is go to ShipStation.com, use the promo code DIYS at the top, and sign up for your free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Use the promo code DIYS and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I feel like we can all relate to this next story because I think that there's two ways of knowing that you're getting older. Music and trends that you just, that were regular to you coming back and being called vintage. and right now there's a huge TikTok trend of vintage / retro technology, and kids are getting flip phones again. And they're like bedazzling them and doing like unboxing tutorials on flip phones. And not only that, they're doing tutorials on like how to achieve the like blurry, shitty aesthetic that we used to get. Right. So this was weird because it was like, I had mixed feelings about it. Half of me was just like, damn, I'm old. I had a flip phone. But then it's like the other half was like, I want this to come back because I like having a smartphone and stuff, and I'll probably always have one. But to have like a second line that's like a Razor or like a Nokia flip, I'm kind of down with it. What y'all think?
I'm trying to bring back ringtone battles, and I've been trying to do it for years now. So I think this is my time. Because I used to sit in the living room and bust down anybody in the living room. I mean, I was killing niggas in the living room with the ringtone. So I'm just trying to do that. So I feel good about it. I don't know. My LG Flip was my favorite phone.
Were you buying all of these ringtones and just stocking up? Or what,
no,
what were
you? I think at one time there was a website somebody hit me on. Yeah. So I was just like, I was stocking up specific songs for specific people because I had an idea what they was going to come with. So like when they came with that, I like, bam. Yeah. So
that's all fun and games until that person like helps you look for your phone that you lost and they calling it.
And fuck, somebody, boy, fuck, boy. Here go that fuck, boy, fuck, boy, fuck, boy. Here go that fuck, boy.
You're just like, I think it's under the couch. you can do that now though, can't you, with smartphones? Can't you do the ringtone stuff now?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if that app is still out, because basically you could like upload a song and you could cut it specifically and then export it as an MP3 and then upload it to your phone. And that's what I did, because I still have, bro, I got so many ringtones and ones for different people too. Like I have this is my text. Love that one.
Oh my god.
Nobody had more than me, bro. I was killing it. Like if you thought you was beating me, you won. Chrissy, I bet you ain't got this.
I think I did.
Darkwing Duck.
You could have been doing ringtone battles this whole time.
you would have lost bad. You ain't want to go against me.
No, I would have lost today because I ain't stocked up. But like in 2000, man, listen, I was showing up at people's houses, just like, yo, what y'all doing? Y'all trying to.
Y'all trying to battle? You were pressing niggas? What kind of ringtones you got? Pull it out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to just go through some of the ones. Like I got Super Mario Death. When he dies, the...
Wow.
I got Tailspin. I got Timon and Pumbaa. I got Transformers. I got...
Your smartphone has received a new text message.
Like, dude, you ain't fucking... That's many. That's kind of cool. Zordon, where my Power Ranger people at? Come on, you're not fighting.
I'm not fucking with the kid, baby.
I had Lloyd Banks, I'm So Fly as my text message, and it started from the beginning and played the whole song through. So if I had a text message conversation, by the time we were 4 or 5 messages in, I hated the song. So I couldn't have real songs as my ringtone. They had to be like little diddles.
Yeah, it's just a little bit. On the app, you could, or the, I don't know if it was Apple website, but you could like literally trim it to where you wanted it to be. And so like I was good, baby. But here's the thing. Then it got to a point where I just always had my phone or silent or vibrate. I never had it out. So it was like, when I think y'all phone or your alarm was going off, and I was like, damn, I remember when I used to have my shit on. It's never on.
Mine ever. Doesn't go on. Mine's always off all the time, which I lose it a lot too, which is stupid. But I don't never have mine on. I don't.
You got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you ever lose your phone, but you remember what room it was in or something like that, just turn everything off so you can hear it and you say, hey, Siri, where are you?
What?
And she says, I'm here. She'll say,
why didn't she say it right then?
Let's try it again. Let me tell this again.
Probably don't work on mine.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Siri, where are you? I wonder if it's because I'm holding it, because it says it on the screen. It says I'm over here, right there.
Oh, wow. Silent.
That's but so don't you have to hold the button to say that?
No, hey, no, no. Siri,
where are you?
I just.
I'm here.
She said, "I'm here."
I'm here.
You've been losing your phone too much because she was like, "You know where I'm at."
I had to hold the phone to do it.
You had to
hold it. Now you're not supposed to be. I mean, you're not supposed to have to hold it. Hey, Siri,
now that's for the older versions of the iPhone.
I got the 14 though.
Oh, well, yeah, you should.
Oh, my Apple office was like, oh, here I am. I know you. No, I ain't talking to your ass.
I did not know that. Now I know. Dang, that's crazy.
Yep. Makes it easier so you don't have to lose that bad boy. Life.
I had no idea that that was even a thing. I'm trying to look into that. look into that right now,
bro. It's so crazy because they give you these iPhones, and all we really care about are the cameras and the new lenses and all of that. But it's so much stuff you could do with this phone. And I saw one post where somebody was like, "Yo, they got a whole class for old people to understand their iPhone." I was like, "That motherfucker probably know how to use the phone better than you after taking that class." When I got my new car, this new truck. I had to go back. They make you sign up and get yourself an appointment before you can leave the lot to come back and do an hour-long class on all the features.
Hour-long?
Bro, but I needed it. It's so much shit that this truck can do, bro. So much shit.
It's required, though?
Huh?
It's required?
I don't think it's required. You probably can go to YouTube. Okay. But I was like, they have a specialist there who gets training on all the new vehicles. And since it was a brand new vehicle, like I was like, I want to know everything. Like it has Snap technology, so like you know, you can do different climate control for the passenger and a driver. You could just snap the screen and it goes automatically to the same temperature. It like if you leave your phone in the cradle while it's charging, and you get out the car, like you stop the car, turn it off, and you open your door, it'll say. Your phone is still in the vehicle. Like, it'll let you know all it. There's so many safety prompts in this vehicle, bro.
I need
if you're about to open up the car, because I think the cameras and the radar go back, I think, like 60 feet. So if you're about to open up your door into traffic, it will beep, 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 and flash and let you know a car is coming so your door doesn't get ripped off. It's so many safety features. I would not have got them all if I had just tried to do it on my own.
Yeah, I feel like it should come with a tutorial or something. Every time I get in the car, I learn on. I learn the air conditioner. I learn how to play music. And it kind of stops there. Everything else is an accident. There's always buttons I don't understand. So I guess
I didn't realize that this car has the technology. I think you have to pay monthly after the trial or yearly, annually. But like when you get to a light, it lets you know it does a countdown before how long the light will turn green. So it
that's crazy.
How does it know? It hacks it?
No, because it's tapped into the Department of Transportation. So like every time I get on a different exit or entrance ramp, it puts the speed for that ramp on the heads up display on the windshield. So I know. All of that. So it's tapped into the Department of Transportation, whatever city or state I'm in, it automatically knows it. And so if I will, like one time, it has adaptive cruise control and then regular cruise control, and it has lane keeping. So it just drives itself. But if I go into a work zone, and most times when you're in a work zone, the Department of Transportation has to register this strip of highway in the work zone. The car automatically slowed down in the work zone. It changed the speed limit from what I had said. It was like it said at like 80 on the cruise control. But when it got to the work zone, it dropped down to 55 on its own because it was already tapped into the system. So I didn't even have to do anything. I just kept reading the newspaper.
Wow.
There's no excitement in that. In the real ones be at the red light, like trying to wheel it to turn green. I've been doing that ever since I started driving. I'm just like, all right, it's gonna go green right now. Nope. How about like right now?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I don't want to know. I feel like the excitement is in just waiting. I don't know.
I always just look at the lights going in the other direction. When that light turns yellow, I know it's gonna change. But I mean, I'm not gonna pay to keep that shit up. But I mean, it is a cool feature to have that they have that technology and it's available to you. So, you know,
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I want one. Yeah, you see that, right?
Man, love new technology.
Listen, that's one of the only reasons I keep my credit score good, so I can get cars.
Speaking of credit,
if you guys need to get your credit to the next level, I would encourage you guys to check off Kickoff. All right, if you're ready to take the next step in your life, whether it's buying a new car, moving into a different apartment, or buying a house, the first step is to have a healthy credit score. Kickoff can help you take control of your credit so you or your credit score doesn't affect or get in the way of your goals. Okay, Kickoff is the easiest way to build credit and build it fast. Whether you have no credit or you want to boost your credit score, Kickoff is the number one credit build app that has helped over 1 million people take control of their credit. You can quickly apply in minutes with no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. Plans start at just $5 a month, and every time you pay on time with Kickoff, it's reported to the major credit bureaus, and they see the healthy habits, so you have a happier credit score. You can even set it to auto pay, so you can build your credit without even thinking about it. Kickoff has been praised by big time names like Forbes and NerdWallet as a smart way and a fast and effective way to build your credit. With a 4.9 out of 5 rating in the App Store and over 44,000 rave reviews, you can trust Kickoff has helped a lot of people get ahead and get control of their credit. So what are you waiting for? Apply right now, do it in minutes, and at kickoff.com, you can start building better credit. That's KIKOFF.com to build your own credit score and take it to the next level. Start today at kickoff.com.
Woo. Good man, good.
All right.
Good man, good.
I gotta talk about this end of days weather that we're having right now.
Oh my god, nigga.
So it was just you guys have been seeing reports of all these crazy blizzards on the East Coast. People are literally freezing to death in their cars. The cold is wild. We even got, LA, obviously we can't really complain compared to any of that, but there was like a week straight where we even talked about it on this show. They were talking about, what was it called? What did they say? It was like a bomb hurricane or a bomb. Yeah. Cyclone. It was just so dramatic, and then it kind of came and went. Never hit LA, but people, things were getting bad for some cities. It just hit negative 50 degrees in the world's coldest city, and it was just reported on CNN. This is in East Siberia. This is identified as one of the coldest places in the world. And it's been negative 50 degrees. How's the weather over there where y'all are at?
What? It's been between like 30 something at night, and then like we've been 50, 60s during the day. So it's been decent over here, but that's
negative 50?
That is cold. What's the coldest weather you guys have ever been in?
Teens. It's been teens here before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I dealt with this girl that had an icebox heart, and it was cold being around.
Wow, that is so stupid. Yeah, it's been teens. It's been 17.
Even an icebox don't get negative 50. Yeah. You be warm around the icebox.
Like, what does that mean? Can you survive in that? Like, what happens?
Yeah.
Well, it says the locals say the key is to just is layering. Just dress warmly in layers like a cabbage. And I can tell by how they described it that they're just tougher than most people.
Because no shit.
Like a cabbage?
Cabbage is like the roughest. There's so many like more layers. Colorful metaphors you could have had for layers. Even Shrek said onions. So, I don't know. The coldest I've ever been in was it was in Idaho. It was 9 degrees and it was undoable. So I can only imagine 60 degrees colder than that. Like that's it seems dangerous.
Oh yeah, it's definitely dangerous. It's definitely here's the thing. As dangerous as that is, somebody read that was like, I have to try it. Like the people that go like ice climbing on the mountains and all of this, they do that shit willingly. No one put a gun to their head. They just be like, that's a challenge. That's a challenge for them the same way somebody, you know, wants to get the most phone numbers or somebody wants to hit the most flips on a BMX bike or something like that. And honestly, if it was up to me, if I was like president of Earth, nigga, no one would be, there would be no inhabitants of Siberia, nigga. Like, it's no reason for you to just be living there on a regular basis.
You would take Siberia. Everybody out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's the closest country? You niggas move over there. $50,000 a quarter. Get the fuck from over there. I'm not doing that. Nah.
Where would you put them if they liked it?
Russia. I would put them in Russia because Russia still gets pretty cold.
East Siberia is in Russia, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but it's a different part, right? So I would just move them down closer to inland where it gets a little warmer, okay? I'm not risking my workers going up to help you and you chose to live in Siberia. Now, fuck that.
That's crazy. If you're in Siberia, it'll be that cold and you have to deal with not dying from the cold. But there's also tigers. There's also tigers that are like fully equipped in the snow. So you doing a lot. You doing a lot by living there.
I don't know why that was funny. It was like, it's cold, but there's also tigers there.
That's crazy, though. It's like, you ever been cold in your house and you're like, man, it's really, really cold. But you ain't never been in danger also. Like,
your brain can't even react. You can't even fathom everything that's happening to you.
Negative 50, you see a tiger come up, you just like... Give me some of that one.
In his mouth. I don't know. It's probably hotter in there. Just eat me.
Hotter in his mouth?
Yeah, it's probably hotter in his mouth. I don't know.
I'm good, bro. I don't need... Certain places, I don't do well in extreme cold, extreme heat, or getting wet. Like, I'm a different person when I'm working in the rain or if I'm walking in the rain. I'm no fun to be around. Like, if we want to group together and it started raining and it's hot, just go on up there with everybody else. Cause I'm no good. I shut down. Me and my wife, one time we went to go see, it was her first time seeing Anderson .Paak. And we went to the House of Blues in Las Vegas. And somehow we got turned around. We went out the wrong door. So we went out like a service exit. So it was no door handle to get back in. Soon we get outside, it was like in the summer. So it's still like 98, 99 at night, right? And then it starts raining. Oh, she was like, which way do you think we should go? I was like, just stop talking to me. Just follow me. But don't
stop. I get like that too. It's just like, talking is not the answer. Let's just do.
Yeah, let's just either figure it out or get it wrong and then figure it out. But don't talk to me right now. Like, let's not talk. I'm no good. It's very few scenarios when I get like that, but being wet, like walking in the rain and it's hot, bro. I remember one time we did the Stand Up for Diversity showcase, and it was in Arizona, I think Phoenix. And it was me, I think it was Jay, what's Jay's name from Detroit? Jay from Detroit, Arvin Mitchell, and somebody else. I think it was like 4 or 5 of us in the car. And we was like, fuck it, let's just save money, let's sleep in the car overnight because people gonna start lining up around 4 a.m. We got there at 12, so we got something to eat real quick. We did downtown Phoenix, Arizona. We got the car parked. We tried to like just roll the windows down and sleep in the car. It was 98 degrees.
There's no
breeze coming through. So we like, fuck it, let's just, we had to roll the windows up and just sleep all night in the car with the AC. And we just put something extra on the gas. It was horrible. Horrible.
Sleeping in anything above 80 is a nightmare. Yeah.
It's the worst. I remember I worked for Truth.com, the Smoking Awareness Campaign. We used to get on different tours. And one year I worked the Vans Warped Tour. and they always do the tours on these big ass empty parking lots or bit empty land. And we did it in Phoenix one year, and it was like 108. That was what the temperature was. That wasn't the heat index. It was 108. I'm walking on this parking lot, and the asphalt is so hot, it's melting the bottom of my Vans. Like, as I take steps, I see the plastic or the rubber just like, bro, I was like,
you smelled it?
I'm finna get fired. I'm not finna work today. I'm gonna get fired.
One should be. There's like construction workers outside working on stuff in that type of like weather, and it's like, just put off the house. Just say the house will come a day later. Like, that's so messed up. Like, I couldn't imagine that shit.
Damn. Mm-mm. I'm just imagining your Vans melting. I think that's kind of crazy.
I'm seeing the white rubber sole just like being stuck to the ground. I lift it up, and like you lifting up a slice of the cheesiest pizza in the world.
Cool. It's probably cool to see. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it was a cool visual, but like being there, it wasn't worth seeing to be there. I could Google that right now.
Some that's places just crazy. They just literally have weather where I just like, I want to go just to see how people are putting up with this, or just like drop a documentary. But like, you know, like just to see, like, what are y'all doing out here? Because it seems like the more extreme the weather, the less seasoned the food is.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have time. They don't have time to season.
When it's negative 50, you ain't getting no seasoned fish.
You gotta get that salt and pepper and get that out of my face.
Bro, I want to go to Egypt so bad, but like just being in a tropical region, a desert region, already seems miserable. And then if you don't go at the right time and that sun is just beaming down, bro, I'm in white.
I don't want to go to Egypt at all. Everything interesting to me about Egypt already happens. It's like all the stuff that happened like way back, like all the like ancient stuff, all the alien conspiracies, all the current. I hear it's like dangerous around the pyramids. I was like, hot and dangerous? Like, nah, just drop it.
Egypt don't have no new history.
Give me the documentary.
Ain't nothing else you to gotta, learn. It's fine.
They say if you're American, you gotta have people with machine guns walking with you. I'm just like, what? I'm not going.
They say that about a couple places in Africa though. Like it's certain. I don't know if it was Ghana or Nigeria. There's like you gotta go with the right people.
I'll watch the documentary for sure.
With security, I gotta go. I still gotta go, bro. Because I mean, it's just like where was it at? It's a couple places like Cancun and Cabo San Lucas. They say they encourage you not to go off the tourist path.
Yeah.
I remember when we went, me and Farron went, we went maybe 2017, 2018, we went to Cabo San Lucas. And I remember when we got there, I was like, that's interesting. They got all of this military and police outside with M16s just standing outside in the front of the resort. But the cartel was kidnapping tourists and, you know, extorting you for money. And so, like, they had the guards there in front of the resorts to make sure that no one that wasn't supposed to be there was getting in. And it's like, it's hard to put that out of your head when you hear that. You're like, I'm here for 5 days, and you just gonna tell me that right now? Nigga, I'm not leaving my room.
That should be underneath the reservation. By the way, you might get lost while you're here. They gonna get you.
Or you might get kidnapped.
It's really big in Brazil too. Kidnapping is really big in Brazil too. So
my comfort area is where you can take a tour and you can get lost. You can, if you want to go off and be like, hey, what's that? It's totally fine. Once it's like, hey, don't do that, or we may have to pay to get you back.
You need to stay in the mall then.
Yeah, because how much am I worth? Then that's when you find out. That's how you find out who loves
you. Damn. That's when you find out your price tag.
Yeah. Right then.
You want to patch your cloud back, you're going to have to give $600. Like, damn. 600?
The fucked up part is
how much is it worth over there? Is it 600 over there?
Yeah. Give me the money translation.
what if they say it like it's only $600 American? Like, your people be like, we got three.
Negotiations have started. Negotiations. Yeah, we trying to bring it down.
That's my father. He's going to haggle. $450.
What if you found out the trade was for like American food, like it was like a balled up like Chick-fil-A, like a Chick-fil-A bag, like for you, and it's just like,
I will understand.
All right, same time. Was it a deluxe at least? What kind of sauce they want?
Hey, it, man. That's what niggas trade you for. They be like, I got this jacket and I got two beach towels. Let me get my boy back. Just like, like, I don't even want to go back if that's what they think of me. I don't even want to
go. Right. It's a long plane ride home.
I didn't realize I had got kidnapped. When I had got kidnapped, I thought the nigga just called me lacking. I didn't even because I was 14 at the time, so I was like, yeah, nigga kidnapping is, you know, 8, 9, 7 year olds, right?
It's a good story.
I had no idea kidnapping is any age. I was completely aloof to that fact. I was like, oh, niggas caught me slipping. No, nigga.
Also, that's a wild thing to transition in there, man. When I got kidnapped, it was crazy. I didn't even know. Wait, everybody don't get kidnapped.
Did you know? I found out on a podcast. I was telling them what happened on a podcast, and they were like, oh, so you got kidnapped. I was like, no. They called me getting off the bus and took me to an abandoned house. So you were kidnapped. I was like, no. They was like, kidnap is literally being held against your will. It doesn't matter your age. And I kept saying I was 14. They was like, you were kidnapped. I was like, huh.
Hey, this nigga was tied to an old wooden chair like Liam Nielsen. he got that old-fashioned 007 interrogation.
Nigga, why didn't you come out of that conversation and just be like, yo, I'm the illest nigga alive. I got out. Like, I was 14. Like, that's crazy.
Had no idea.
He chewed through the ropes.
After that, I'd have been like, ask kidnappers. I'm crazy.
Hell of a story for a first date.
Damn.
I'm gonna steal your heart just like they stole me.
Just go right into it. By the way, this happened.
You sit down on the first date, and they're like, so tell me a little bit about yourself. Ah, man, I ain't got kidnapped this one time.
Do you have kids? No? Oh, okay. I got kidnapped. Just like he's dying to tell the story.
Yeah, you're fine anyway. What you gonna want to do? Kids, chicken fingers? Kids. Oh, that's an interesting choice.
Oh, your kids are asleep? They're asleep at home? They're napping? Oh, yeah. I got kidnapped. I also got kidnapped.
That should be a standard menu for kidnappers, though. Like, that's fucked up. They, like, don't be feeding people. Like, you should give a nigga some. Like, that's like tacos. You know what I mean? Like
Netflix be feeding the Netflix documentaries and stuff like that. They be feeding them a lot, it seems like. Yeah, they just want the money.
That would make me stay. I'd be like, they eat good over here. I don't know what y'all doing.
Imagine you got kidnapped in like a Caribbean spot and you were getting like oxtails and like rice and peas and jerk chicken.
I will work. Don't pay me. I'm cool.
He's like, damn, they wired the money already? Are you sure? I'm sure. No, it should come in after the weekend.
I'll run up and down the block looking for more kidnappers. Hey, American, I'm free.
American?
Oh, my God.
Nah, that's too risky.
you get the kidnapper. Nigga got a whole kidnap resume. It's like, yeah, I was kidnapped here. I was kidnapped there.
I didn't never tell. Did you see this? Never told.
You know, you mess around and get the kidnapper who don't feed you food. What do you feed?
I'm a professional at this point. I'm just walking around the streets with blindfolds on. I'm like, nigga, I'm ready.
I'm already ready. I'm ready.
That's hilarious. They feed you fire food. You fit. You more fit than you've ever been.
Oh, that's funny, though. Yeah, that's crazy.
My stomach. Time,
am I right?
You said what?
I said good times, though. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's about that time, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we want to thank our special guests, J-Rod and Christian from And Then We Had Sex, an amazing podcast. Make sure you can check that. Check that out on any platform that you stream your podcast on. I want to give some space and opportunity for them to tell you guys what they got coming up and what you should look out for. So take it over, guys.
Right now, wait, this airs Thursday. So I think by Thursday, January 19th, which is my birthday, will be in Miami at the Improv. And we have, we're taping a special in San Francisco, February 11th at the Broadway. And yeah, I think that's, and we haven't put up our tour dates yet, so we're still doing that. But also episodes stream every Thursday on all platforms.
Now you're doing a great job. I was just letting you do you.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we have to still... putting out content and making episodes and stuff. Yeah.
Who be watching the kids when y'all go on the road?
Our parents live 5 minutes away from each other.
Oh, that's clutch.
So that is why we have not moved from Virginia.
That's big.
Yeah.
You have to build this support system. It'd be hard to leave, especially with younger kids. If they was all like 14, 12, and 10, oh, you solid. Y'all go anywhere. They can watch each other. As long as they got food, they good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when you got four-year-olds, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. We're very blessed. Very blessed.
Especially now that we're on the road, it's difficult. But they take care of them and make sure that they're good when we're away. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Hey, man, I wish you guys nothing but success. And we definitely want to get you on the other podcasts, too. We definitely want to have y'all on More to the Story. Because it's just right on brand with everything we got going on and everything y'all got going on, man. So super excited for you guys. Wish
thank you guys
the best. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Scary Squad, man. Thank y'all for pulling up. More Mob is in here. What's your guys' group called? What's y'all Patreon called?
So we got different tiers. We have the Freaky Friends, the Naughty Neighbors, and the ones that don't pay a lot of money. So
they are just as important. They are just as important.
That nigga said the ones that don't pay a whole lot.
They are just as important. Nah, we gotta. We appreciate y'all share this live stream. We appreciate that. Yeah, and right.
Absolutely.
Us super fun.
Well, shout out to that Patreon, all three tiers, man. Me and Kev are still on the road. Y'all can see all the tour dates on my Instagram, on Kev's Instagram page, or you go to kevonstage.com and check out all the tour dates and get your tickets right there. Make sure you check out the Kev on Stage Studios app, Workplace Comedy, the second part of season one is streaming right now. It is hilarious. You can actually watch the newest episode on YouTube right now. Just go to Kev on Stage page or the Kev on Stage Studios YouTube page, and you can watch that full episode. It's free for everybody right now. I guarantee you're going to laugh. It's a fucking amazing show. So just look out for those dates in the near future. Patrick, you got anything?
Nah, that's it. That's Cloudy Arcade. Cloudy Arcade Gaming Channel just launched. Come tap in and hang out.
Awesome. There it is, man. Well, thank y'all so much for watching. We appreciate you as always. All our people that watch on Thursday, thank y'all for tapping in and the rewatch game. We appreciate y'all as well. As always, I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary. Peace, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.